You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to another SB Nation NFL show. I am Rob Stats Guerrera alongside RJ Ochoa. RJ, happy Friday. It is good to be with you.
Stats, great to see your bright, shining, beautiful face once again. You threw me off right before we started recording. Stats muted me and like changed my screen and everything. And he didn't even say we're starting. Here we go. Full authenticity right here. Welcome back. We missed you last week. And I say we being me. It was a very weird show. It was awesome. But Steven Serta and Rachel Prevett filling in. It took the two of them to do the nothing that you do every single week.
You might be. I saw you slipped in authenticity. You might be an evil genius, RJ, because we made a bet last time we did the show, 2 weeks ago, about the outcome of the Mariners-Astros series that were coming up. There's two series coming up. And your penalty for me losing the bet was that I would have to defend your football takes, the two football takes that you have that I like the least. And so This is torture for me, because the one thing I always promise everybody on anything I do is 1,000% authenticity. I never, ever, ever say anything just to be contrarian. I say it, I believe it. And today I'm going to have to not once, but twice defend two arguments that I hate and cannot believe at all, but you're making me do it.
To be fair, the bet was that either one of us would have had to have done this. So it wasn't just like you. It wasn't just like for my own personal joy or entertainment. The first series in question, the Astros swept the Mariners. It was a 3-game series. And it was just a matter of who won the series. So again, Astros, brought out the brooms. For the podcast audience, I am wearing my Jose Altuve Astros jersey. I felt it was appropriate. Thank you to Conan for noting that I am looking a little bit too smug. I'm feeling very smug. I don't even think smug is a strong enough word. I'm just feeling arrogant. I'll just go, come out and say it. They did play a second series. We were going to place a wager on that one, Stats. We were unable to do so. The Astros did win that one. That was a 4-game series. They won 3-1. And correct me if I'm wrong, prior to the first series, the one that you're going to pay the bet off of, the Mariners were entering that series off of a 14-game winning streak. Is that correct?
Yes, they went into the All-Star break on a 14-game winning streak, one away from tying the team record.
Then they ran into my Astros, and here we are. So we owe the listeners a second wager. We'll come up with the terms for that in a little bit. But before we do, I mentioned the word podcast. You mentioned the word that I mentioned, authenticity. Of course, people can listen to us as a podcast. They can watch us, as Conan is, on the SB Nation NFL YouTube channel, Facebook page, or Twitter account. But they can listen to us on the SB Nation NFL show, wherever they get their podcasts. We encourage people to subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. And if you write a review, we promise to read it. So first, Stats, I want to shout out Kel, who hit me up on Instagram. I've been doing a lot of IGing lately, so if anybody wants to follow me over there, at RJ Ochoa, I'm on Twitter there as well. But Kel let me know. He said he was reaching out on Instagram because he is a UK longtime listener and also listens to the NFC East mixtape, which people can listen to on any of the four NFC East podcast networks around here at SB Nation. Stupid us American Stats, we did not know this. We were just living in our own red, white, and blue world, unaware that there are international reviews that we couldn't see. We got to hit Michael Kist up about this, because when the UK or other European audience members leave reviews, they go to some special place that is like foreign, no pun intended, to us. So we have a few that I need to get to, if you're all right with this. The first is titled Informative. This was from a year ago. So it's from Sir Chill Is Now. Five-star rating, and it says, brilliant and very informative. The quick, short five-minute news reports are really good to listen to, especially when you live in the UK. I get to hear some of the news we do not normally get to hear when we live over the pond. RIP to the dailies, because those are actually gone. Again, this was from a year ago. This is titled, Will You Read This? Five-star rating from October 8th, 2021.
Eventually, we will.
This is from the real Paul E. That's not Paul E, like P-A-U-L-I-E. It's Paul and then a capital letter E. Rob says he'll read out any five-star review, but as this is in the UK section, will he? Regardless, the SB Nation show is the best NFL roundup show, full stop, period. Knowledgeable and engaging host. Yes, even that Eagles guy. Go Cowboys. So love that.
Little shade for PLG.
This is from October 19th, 2021. October 19th is an important day if you are a fan of the TV show community. From Bob the Builder 94, titled, I'll Admit It's Bomb. Five-star rating. Here we go. Have to admit, this is the best all-around NFL podcast there is. Good Morning Football and ESPN gives me a headache with the constant interruptions, talking over each other, and who can talk the loudest to give mediocre opinions, but you dudes are killing it. Go Birds. So shout out to Kel for hooking us up with those ratings from what?
What's getting me is the have to admit. What are you, begrudgingly admitting that we're the best show? Like, no, just admit it. I don't like that.
First of all, they're praising how we don't run over each other or talk over each other. And here you
are. What do you mean? No, hold on. Wait.
Okay. Anyway, I actually thought you had a point there. So that was a really good joke. No. For you. We do have a domestic review, if you're all right with this. This one, Stats, comes to us from S. Clothier 29 from about a week ago. Five-star rating. It is titled Turning Up the Heat in Philly, .. And I want to shout out S. Clothier 29 for helping us segue into the bet payoff. Here we go. The heat has been crazy in the Philly area, and on Friday, I was looking to close out my SB Nation NFL show week with the boys of the Look Ahead. Fired up to hear my man Stats roasting me because he thought I ghosted him regarding the chicken pot pie recipe. Luckily, an unlikely hero came to my aid. RJ. Thanks, RJ. Even though I disagree with your AJ Brown take, as an Eagles fan that has seen so few good receivers and watched the Eagles botch multiple attempts to get them through the draft, I'm glad they gave up the capital they did and gave him the contract they did. Oh my goodness, that's Clothier's one. Worst case is it blows up, and how he has to do one of the things I have faith in him doing, getting out of a bad cap situation. Stats, I will message you when I make the pot pies. I promise. I didn't ghost you, but I do not do much on Twitter. I actually had to reactivate my Twitter just to message you. Look at that follow through, Seth. Love you all at the SB Nation NFL show. Thank you for the hard work. Looking forward to the upcoming season. Go Birds. Wow. What a great review that you're about to destroy. But what a great review.
So we'll start with the Eagle stuff. We're going to get to a little Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury situation that happened recently that just has huge big loser energy. Before we get to all that, though, shame on me. I want to remind everybody that we are brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. Even if you're not making a football bet, use that code. You'll still get the special offer. And yes, RJ, I did do that all from memory, so I deserve a little credit for that.
Well, the credit's gone because you forgot to do it at the beginning. So, I mean, the credit bounces out.
Yeah, that's my bad. Okay. So, we'll get to the Kyler stuff, but you mentioned the AJ Brown and the Eagles. So, I guess we're just going to start with it. I will pay off the bet. I hate this.
Let me set my take up that you have to defend, right? Like, with high and supreme honor. So, I have said, it is obvious to the dismay of many Eagles fans that listen to the SB Nation NFL show. We love you all. You know, we wish you sports misery, but other than that, health, wealth, and happiness for you. I have said that the Eagles, if you have to assign a winner and a loser in the trade, I think the Eagles are the loser. I think every team that traded for a wide receiver this offseason, except for the Browns, and the Browns are losers in their own very special way. But except for the Browns, is the loser. I think the Cowboys were the only team that traded away a receiver that was a loser, to be fair. So this isn't like any kind of Cowboys homerism, because the Eagles had to give up massive draft capital. They had to give him a brand new contract. Understand, you can finagle the cap if you really want to. That has been my take all along, which has been met with much consternation. How could you say this? AJ Brown's amazing. Blah, blah. But my man Stats is here to have my back.
For the record, I don't agree with anything I'm about to say, but I do have to say it. So the AJ Brown trade, I try to look at the facts of the situation, RJ, and here are the facts. AJ Brown has only one full season in his entire career. Obviously, that's not ideal. His yards per reception have fallen every single year he's been in the league. It was at 20, then it was at 15. Now it's at 13.8. Where's it going to be this year? 11, 10? Who knows? You have no idea. He's going to a team.
Good thing Jalen Hurts can throw it deep. That'll help him out.
That was my next point. He's going to a team with a worse quarterback than Ryan Tannehill, which is a difficult thing to say. You're paying him a ton of money, as we pointed out, and you didn't need to do this. If you're the Eagles, you could have drafted a player that's going to give you similar or better production than AJ Brown. And if you think I'm nuts, look at the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings traded Stephon Diggs and won that deal unequivocally. And Diggs has been great with Buffalo. The Vikings still won that deal because they got Justin Jefferson. They're paying him way less than Buffalo's playing Stephon Diggs. And all Justin Jefferson has done is drop 1,600 yards in back-to-back seasons, one of only 12 players to ever have back-to-back seasons of 1,400 yards or more in his career, and it's his first two seasons in the league. So have a little faith in your scouting department, Philadelphia. I mean, come on. What are you doing here? You could have drafted Treylon Burks, Christian Watson, Sky Moore. There were receivers out there that you could have taken with that pick instead of trading it away. And by the way, and this might be the biggest thing, are we sure A.J. Brown wants to be in Philadelphia? Because I'm not quite sure he wants to be there. Every chance he gets, he throws a message out on social media about, see, Titans fans, it wasn't me. Look at the deal that Deebo Samuel just signed. We all signed the same deal. I'm the only one that got traded. Like, he keeps going back to this. It's like, dude, do you still wish you were in Tennessee? Like, you could have just signed a deal. Like, it's weird energy coming off A.J. Brown right now. So when you combine all those things, RJ, I think you have to say the Eagles lost the A.J. Brown deal.
I have to say Stats. I mean, nothing but objective data and evidence here. I actually, there are two things there that, one of them didn't exist at the time that I gave birth to the take. One of the things that I hadn't properly considered, you're right. I mean, and the Justin Jefferson thing is really rare, right? Like that you just like, holy crap. And that's ironic that would be the player to sort of evidence this point, given that the Eagles passed on him in favor of Jalen Reagor. but I mean, that's just like, that's a great point. I mean, like, how many times, like, are we confident that the Raiders, I mean, again, I'm not saying that, like, all trades are the same, but, like, we're very confident that the Raiders lost the Devontae Adams trade, right? Like, we're very confident about that long term.
We are?
I think so. I mean, like, that's a lot of capital. Like, there's no way, and, that's more capital to give up than the Eagles did to acquire AJ Brown, to be very fair. But I don't think that we think that Devontae Adams is going to pay the dividends that the Raiders did when they paid everything that they did to acquire him, the draft capital and the contract. Would you agree with that at least?
I suppose.
Okay. Now, similarly, I think we feel the exact same way about Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins, right? Like it's very unlikely going to pay off in the same way for the Dolphins or, whatever. I mean, you get the point. And so like that's, I lumped them all together in the same category. That's really kind of my take on this is, They're not the same levels of severity. They're not the same degrees of dumb or bad or wrong, but they're all in the same camp. They're all in the same box. But like, unlike those trades, I think that the Browns, again, unique situation and unique level of terribleness. But I think that Amari has a chance to pay high dividends based on the level of investment. It was a low draft pick. It did not require a new deal. And AJ Brown, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill did. And I don't think AJ Brown, like, even if you're just talking about the players, I don't think that AJ Brown is either of those two players. I think he's the best receiver in the NFC East right now, but he's not coming in the same way that, that either of those other wide receivers are. So that was kind of my point that you defended rather well. And the recent activity, to your point, has been AJ Brown, like, I'm not thinking about the Titans. No, I just, I can't believe that they didn't want to pay me. Like, that's so weird to me that everybody else got the deal from the team that they were playing for and I didn't. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I just think it's weird. I think it's, I don't know. I just stopped tweeting at me, Titans fans. What are you doing? I'm over it. I'm here. I got a new place to live. I'm in Philly now. I watched Rocky. Everything's good. It's just, that is really random. Like, it's like he's trying to convince himself, you know, that he got the better end of it. You know what I mean? He's like, no, this is better. Like, these colors are cooler. Like, I'll get to play more primetime games. This is a better life.
Wait until the first touchdown pass he drops, and Philly fans are going to be all over him. Go back to Tennessee. That's where you want to be anyway. Like, he's going to a town who is full of fans, you know, known for their patience and rationality, so to speak. But can I please just say what I really think about the AJ Brown situation, or do I have to just hold it in for the whole show?
That's up to you and your own personal level of integrity, how you feel, Stats. You did.
All right, I'll deal with it.
Last part of this. If we just look at the three that we mentioned, because I think the top tier of receivers traded in the NFL this year, obviously, were Devontae and Tyreek Hill. And then maybe, there's a little bit of a gap, and then there's AJ Brown, then there's another gap, and then there's the other receivers who were traded. But of those top three, do we not agree that they all regressed as far as the quarterback throwing down the ball? They all got new deals. They all got new teams. They all are in situations that they are seemingly more happy in. The only ones who I truly believe are actually happy are Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek is in love with Tua, and Devontae Adams is in love with Derek Carr. I mean, they all took a step back as far as the passers that are involved, even considering, to your point, that AJ Brown had Ryan Tannehill.
I would agree. I don't think that's that controversial of a take. Certainly Tyreek Hill. I mean, part of it is like when you leave the quarterbacks that Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill left, you know, you're going to go down just because they're darn good.
But to the point of, you know, you actually, I think you enjoyed, like, you know, messing with Eagles fans because you were like, he's with the worst quarterback, and that's because he was with Ryan Tannehill. Like, you enjoyed that shot a lot, Stats. Don't act like you didn't. Don't act like you're being held against your will here or something like that. But doesn't that say something that his quarterback was Ryan Tannehill last year, and he took a step back? That's great. Like, that's difficult. that's difficult to sort of envision and imagine. Yeah. That here we are.
It's surprising. Maybe that's why he's so unhappy. I don't know. All right. Can I get to the other one so I can get this out of my system?
All right. So my other take that nobody has agreed with until now.
Because.
So.
Go ahead.
I think I exist to provide balance. All right. Whether it's to life, the universe, the force. I'm here to make sure that everything is even, Steven. I want to be at equilibrium at all times. And the Justin Herbert love is just running away. All right. Oh my God, let's just see this throw. Oh my God, Herbert. Oh, wow. He went to Oregon. He wears all sorts of cool uniforms. We know Justin Herbert's inordinately talented. He's better than Patrick Mahomes. They're winning the AFC. I don't care. Let's just relax. Let's just chill. You know, let's just all. By the way, I don't think anything has aged worse than Patrick Mahomes. Remember when he was like, Justin who? Remember when he got the name wrong? And he was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like that didn't exactly age well because Justin Herbert is very good, but he's not. You know, this just like just this incredible gift to the quarterback position, the way people act. And this actually, shout out to Carson Wentz, who helped originate this take, because everybody, nobody more than Chris Ballard and Frank Reich, by the way, has killed Carson Wentz. He lost to the Raiders and the Jaguars, and he pissed away a playoff spot for the Indianapolis Colts. The poor Colts were so trapped by Carson Wentz. How dare they trade for him and be stuck with him? Well, Justin Herbert got destroyed by the Houston Texans and lost to the Las Vegas Raiders in very similar fashion. All right, now, granted, he played heroically at the tail end of that Raiders game, but they lost, and he doesn't get a fraction of the blame that Carson Wentz gets. So that is the origin, the genesis of the take that Stats is about to take home for us, Stats.
This one is even more painful than the, like, this hurts my soul to have to do this. But I could kind of understand when you say Justin Herbert gets a little bit too much credit. You know, he's been a starter for 2 years. He is 10-12 in one score games. All right. So when your team needs you the most, when you want the quarterback, right, you need the quarterback to be able to make plays outside of structure and do all that stuff, right? The guy that's going to put the team on his back. Well, in one score games, he's a loser. He's 10-12 in his career, you know, and I just think that
he's
that's
no better than Jimmy Garoppolo, baby.
And I'm just going to throw this out there, too. You know, Brandon Staley loves to go for it on fourth down. So he's like essentially getting an extra chance that some other quarterbacks don't get because they only get three downs to do it. So just, you know, look at that Raiders game. How many fourth down plays did he make? I mean, sure, if you give everybody an extra chance, maybe they'll do better. You were right. Week 16, that Texans game, he was outplayed by Davis Mills. Davis Mills, he threw as many touchdowns to Houston as he did to his own team in that game. All right. He didn't throw a touchdown pass until garbage time of the fourth quarter against the Houston Texans. Everyone's sitting there saying, oh, I don't know about Trey Lance. Trey Lance played the Texans in his second start and whooped them. Okay. Justin Herbert didn't do that. So let's just look at the facts as they are. And then before the Texans game, week 12, you lost to Teddy Two Gloves. Teddy freaking Bridgewater, and oh, by the way, you threw another touchdown pass to the defense in that one, too. Maybe just try and throw him to your own team. I don't know. Look at his completion percentage from year one to year two, down. Look at his passer rating from year one to year two, down. Look at his interceptions from year one to year two, up. And speaking of passer rating, by the way, he wasn't even in the top 10 in the NFL. Here are some guys who had a worse passer rating than Kirk Cousins.
Oh!
James Garoppolo. Kyler Murray.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's look at some of the quarterbacks that Justin Herbert lost to last year. Dak Prescott. Good. Every time he plays good quarterback, he loses. He lost to Dak. He lost to Lamar. He lost to Kirk Cousins. He lost to Teddy, like I said. And he lost to McCorkle. He lost to Mac Jones, the quarterback that nobody wanted in the draft until the Patriots got him like halfway through the first round. When teams are desperate for quarterbacks. He lost to McCorkle. So you can praise Justin Herbert all you want, but the facts are the facts. And so far, Strugglesville when it counts.
I remember a show that said it's impossible for Josh Allen to maintain this level of efficiency, this level of accuracy entering the 2021 season. Boom, embarrassed. What's going on with Justin Herbert? We're seeing regression. Yeah, it's a very small, literally the smallest sample size possible.
Josh Allen did regress last year.
No, I know. But my point is, like, you doubted him in totality based off of that particular point. And so my point is that we're already seeing, again, it's literally the smallest example possible here from 1 year to one other year, regression in those particular areas. And again, it's like just literal regression. And this isn't to say that Justin Herbert is bad. That was never the take. It was never that he sucks, he's trash, he's whatever. But people act like he has been touched by the football god, that he has been chosen to come here, and that he is purely and totally a prisoner of the Chargers-ness that are the LA Chargers. That is my problem. I think that there is there are a lot of symptoms to the Chargers-ness. I don't think that Justin Herbert is infallible. I think he is amazing. I think he is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the game, but he gets put on the same level as other players, as other quarterbacks who have accomplished much more and who don't have the demerits that you objectively listed. I mean, and so really, my problem is with like the football collective. They're the people that have let the Justin Herbert takes run away. There was the touchdown that Herbert threw. Was it against the Giants last year? The people were like, oh my gosh, he threw this touchdown 4 million yards through the air. Yeah, cool, dude. I mean, you know, Jay Cutler had a big arm. Like, let's not, you know, overreact and freak out and act like it's the most stupidly amazing thing that anyone's ever done anytime Justin Herbert throws a pass. It reminds me, you were the first person that truly agreed with me, and you verbalized it in the best way that I've ever heard when people would talk about Patrick Mahomes. You said, we don't have to invent new reasons or make up reasons why he's great. And people have done that with Pat. Remember when it was actually 2 years ago when they had the first round bye, when he said, like, oh, yeah, you know, I was taking notes during the Browns playoff game, you know, because we were maybe going to be playing. And people were like, he was taking notes. He was studying hypothetical opponents. Yeah, I hope he was. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of stuff that people freak out with when it comes to Justin Herbert. And they freak out, like, they overly freak out. So we are existing stats to bring balance to the force.
There's no take I've ever given that I get more credit for from you than that Patrick Mahomes take. It gets brought up, like, multiple times a year, which I always appreciate. But this one, I got to push back a little, man. Like, you said that Justin Herbert hasn't accomplished much. He absolutely has. He's got the most passes of any rookie ever. He's got the most passing yards in a quarterback's first two seasons. He's got the most total touchdowns in a quarterback's first two seasons. And he's the first quarterback ever to throw 30 touchdowns in his first 2 years. Like, damn, man.
So then why don't we hold him to a higher standard when he plays the way he did against the Houston Texans? Right? I mean, and that's kind of like the
bad
question.
Game.
Well, I know, and I'm not saying that, like, again, the I think the reason the take never took off was because it originated from Carson Wentz. But again, it's like, Carson lost to the Jaguars. Oh my gosh. When the Colts have this terrible record against the Jaguars, right? Like, the Colts bugaboo with the Jaguars predates Carson Wentz, right? Like, you agree, in Jacksonville? And so that was the whole thing. Like, I don't know actually off the top of my head. I'm sure you do, Mr. Stats. But, like, they've lost, what, like, five straight trips to Jacksonville at this point? And so, like, again, that's not a Carson Wentz thing. But he goes to Jacksonville with the playoffs on the line. Everything falls apart, and it's like, oh, Carson doomed us. Carson was the reason. Carson, kryptonite Carson, is what happened to the holy Indianapolis Colts, who are perfect, you know, independent of the terrible quarterback that they were saddled with against their will in 2021. And that's my point. If we're gonna you know, vilify Carson Wentz for that game, Justin Herbert should get a fraction of blame for the way he played against the Houston Texans. Like I said, he was remarkable down the stretch in those high-pressure fourth-down moments against the Raiders in Week 17. But they lost. There are moments of absolute greatness from Justin Herbert, but those moments are also absent in big-time games, and we have seen the effects of that. He's never been to the playoffs through 2 years. He's halfway through the normal parts of a rookie contract, and he's never been to the playoffs. I understand that, you know, he had Anthony Lynn and things like that, but at a certain point, it's not everybody else's fault. At a certain point, some things are to some degree Justin Herbert's fault.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I do not get the conflating of Carson Wentz. I think what's happening here is you don't like that he's getting as much praise as he's getting, and you also don't like the fact that the Colts are not getting dragged more. Like, they're blaming everything on Carson Wentz. So now you're taking this Carson take, and it's, like, morphing into, this is just, like, a perfect storm to come up with this ridiculous take by you.
There are certain things where there are not enough of or too much of. So to your point, which is my point, I guess, there's too much hate on Carson Wentz. There's not enough. And by not enough, I'm not even saying there needs to be a lot, but there needs to be some criticism. Like, even Patrick Mahomes fell victim to criticism last year, right? Like, but for some reason, nobody touches precious Justin Herbo. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to. Like, it's so cool. It's so hip. He's the best, blah, blah, blah. The same way we advocate for Kirk Cousins. Like, that he just, it's just like some, it's just confirming priors. The internet has decided that Justin Herbert is untouchable. He is perfect in every single way. So it's all about confirming that and ignoring the things that don't co-align with that particular idea.
You're alone on this branch, man. And I didn't think Justin
Herbert
was
going to be any
good.
Did you hear yourself for 10 minutes? You dragged him. I've never said the things about him that you did.
I did not hear any of
that. By the way, I've never heard you call Jimmy Garoppolo James. Look at the spirited mood that this has put you in.
Look, we're not going to be in a relationship anymore. I think it's time that we just have more of a formal platonic situation.
You and Mr. Garoppolo are like at the lawyer's office, like getting the divorce. That's right. And he's like, James. James.
Hello, you know, James. Nice to see you.
Here and initial here, please, James.
Right.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that in person, though. I would just do a Ted Lasso style and just sign it and take a picture and text it to the lawyer. But anyway, all right, let's take a quick break and then we'll get to the Kyler Murray Cardinal stuff because I need to, you know, wash my mouth out and just realign after that disaster.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Back here on the SB Nation NFL show. All right, RJ. Now let's get to something I can have a little fun talking about, okay? Let's get to something that just makes me smile as a San Francisco 49ers fan. And that is just the weird situation with the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. And we all know about the homework clause in the contract. And I know everybody on the SB Nation NFL show did a great job of breaking that down. So we don't need to relitigate that. But then our friend BLG sent us this about the Arizona Cardinals. A beat writer asked Cliff Kingsbury about having Kyler Murray call the plays on the radio on Saturday. Here's what Cliff Kingsbury said. Quote, "I just wanted him to know that, hey, this bleep ain't easy. Every now and then he starts shaking his head when I'm calling it in there. And I'm like, all right, go ahead, big dog." Now, maybe that's just my Niners fandom taking over here, but that does not seem like a relationship that is going to work long term. And yet the Cardinals re-upped Cliff Kingsbury and they just signed Kyler Murray to a huge deal.
So I do think that like a lot of things depend on inflection, right? Like, so you're reading it that way. So allow me to read it a different way, just for the purposes of discussing it. I asked Cliff Kingsbury about having Kyler Murray call the plays via radio on Saturday. I just wanted him to know that, hey, you know, this bleep ain't easy. You know, every now and then he starts shaking his head when I'm calling it in there. I'm like, all right, go ahead, big dog. You know what I mean? Like, it the inflection really changes that message.
I don't think it changed it at all.
it could be, like, jovial. It could be, like, you know, playful back and forth. They obviously have a tight relationship. I don't know if you know this. Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray go back, you know, back ways before the NFL. Nobody knew that but me. I mean, it's not big loser energy. It's the start of weird energy. You know what I mean? Like it's not quite something, but it does kind of feel like I thought the, you know, obviously it aged very poorly, but I thought the Browns comment about Baker Mayfield having an adult in the room was actually really, I don't care if you have a really immature quarterback. That's a dumb thing to say. Like, don't ever say that about anybody. Like, you that will only come back to hurt you. But it really feels like it's almost universally agreed that to different degrees, Kyler is somewhat immature, right? Like, whether that's, like, preferring to play video games or whatever, or just doesn't understand the way, like, all this goes on or something like that. It does feel like everybody is kind of like, yeah, he's kind of like this kid running around here. Those are the vibes I get, at least.
From, you know, sometimes like people don't understand the media and how to use it. And sometimes they throw stuff out there and they reveal stuff that just gives you such an insight into what's happening. Like Kyler's comment from 2021, where he said he doesn't watch film. When you hear that after the Cardinals had put a clause in his contract asking him to watch film, demanding that he watch film, like, you, holy crap, you get such an accurate picture of what's going on here. And to me, that comment with Cliff, like, sometimes he shakes his head when I'm calling him in there. And so he lets him do it. To like, the solution to that problem is not Cliff chucking the radio at Kyler and saying, let's see you do better. It's you two get in an office and you talk about what plays you like and you don't like, and then you change the game plan. It's like, it just seems like that's weird energy in Arizona. That's bad vibes in Arizona.
I'm not trying to get into parenting advice. You know, you're much more seasoned there than I am, Stats. But it kind of feels like he'll learn. You know, like just throw him in the deep end. He'll learn. He'll figure it out. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, I had to walk to school and through the Himalayas and snowing sideways like that. It you know, there's not a lot of like TLC happening, but maybe to the Cardinals' defense, they've tried that approach. Maybe they've tried, you know, the soft love.
That's
right?
Fair.
Now it's time tough love. I mean, we're entering, you know, year four for Kyler. Now you've got the big contract. You're the face of the franchise. We just had this huge embarrassing thing happen, literally specifically because of you. So yeah, you know what, dude? Maybe this is a little bit, you know, over the standard plate of responsibility, but you're at that point. Like you get held to a higher standard now because of where you're at and the past that you have with this team.
It reminds me of when I make something for my son for lunch and he doesn't like it. And sometimes I won't ask him what he wants for lunch. I'll just make lunch. Sometimes we don't have a ton of food in the house, so there's not that many options that I know he likes. So I'll make him like a sandwich or something and he'll be like, I don't like this. It's not good. And I'll look at him and say, oh yeah, what did you make for lunch? And of course he has no answer because he's 7 years old. he would make like lollipops and popcorn for lunch if he could. But that's what it feels like. Lollipop
popcorn
right now.
Was the way you could have made that funnier, just so you know, for future reference.
Yeah, that's fair. But that's what it feels like is going on with the Cardinals. Like, oh, yeah, what plays did you call? Let's see you call a play. It's just, it's a weird thing, man. And look, maybe it's all overblown. Maybe this is like peak, you know, training camp offseason type of story. But right now, if I were a Cardinals fan, like if you rooted for Arizona, would you feel good about your team right now in the state of things? Marquise Brown just got arrested for driving 125 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, but Marquise Brown is another example of like we don't have any real things if we're the Cardinals. Like we're just like the Cardinals are pawn stars. That's all they are. Like they're just like, you know, just a pawn shop taking in other franchise players and then doing their own thing with them. Like, no, I wouldn't feel great about this at all. The Kyler stuff went away. It really is fat. That was just like a week ago. Actually, a week ago when you weren't here was when Steven, Rachel, and I were talking about the clause being removed from the contract. And I think you said we're not going to relitigate this, but the NFL machine moves quickly. Like that feels like ancient history, right? The Kyler, yeah, you know, whatever. But it was a powerful and big enough and embarrassing enough of a thing that it is going to stick. Like you mentioned, you know, the first time AJ Brown drops a touchdown or whatever, that people are going to whatever. That's just like standard stuff. The first time whatever happens, it's going to be, oh, well, you know, the new season of Fortnite came out last week, so that explains this or whatever. Like it is going to follow him around. I'm sure you saw floating around. I don't know which Reddit user it was off the top of my head, but there was the fantastic Reddit breakdown of Kyler. Do you know what I'm talking about? After the double and triple points weekends. Well, okay, sorry, excuse me, but like it's those types of things. Like that might just be pure coincidence, right? In case anyone's unaware, there was a Reddit user who did a study based off of Call of Duty double and triple points weekends. I'm not a Call of Duty person myself. I'm not an NFL quarterback. I'm just not a Call of Duty person. But like during those weekends, or correct me if I'm wrong, stats like following those weekends, Kyler is statistically worse in every notable category, which again feeds the idea that, well, he wasn't studying those weeks, he was playing, blah blah blah. That is going to follow him around forever. Like you're not going to be able to shake it. It's a thing for him now until he is undeniably the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, so basically when the new Call of Duty game gets released, Kyler's fantasy points drop off precipitously after that, which is so crazy that people have like lined up those two things. But when it gets to December and the Cardinals lose, even if they're playing a really good team, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be, uh-oh, here we go again. Like people are going to start checking what new video game came out. Like, you're right, this is going to dog them forever until they overcome it, have a strong end of the season, and even I think maybe win a playoff game. Because I mean, they got to the playoffs last year, even with their collapse, they still made the playoffs. They just got mopped against the Los Angeles Rams, and Kyler Murray refused to go back into the end of the game because he was pouting on the sideline. So we'll see how it all turns out.
It's one of those things that it's like sometimes there are controversies in the NFL that even like the NFL, you know, media machine will ignore because they're like uncomfortable things to talk about. But like, tell me that you can't envision whenever I don't know if there will be a Manning cast, like when the Cardinals are on Monday Night Football. Tell me like after Kyler throws a pick or something, you can't see like Peyton being like, oh, well, you know, the new Call of Duty came out. I was a terrible Peyton impersonator, but you know what I mean? Like tell me that you can't envision like Peyton making a joke about that or whoever making a joke. Like
somebody's going to do it.
It is kindling. Like you cannot squash this the way like, you know, other controversies are conveniently ignored because people don't want to talk about them on their platform or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, this is tough cookies. I mean, like there's a strong argument to be made that, you know, they might not even make the playoffs this year. Like what, they might start off really poorly, really bad. I mean, the Hollywood Brown trade, to your point, like kind of looks bad right now. Like what is there to be excited about if you're a Cardinals fan right now?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, you're hoping that Kyler can sustain the production that he's put up early in the past two seasons because he has been very good. Last year, he was excellent. He was on track, you know, in the conversation for MVP last year. And then he got hurt against the Packers, and it all sort of went downhill. So that's what you're hoping, is that he can maintain that. We'll see how it turns out. But right now, it's bad vibes in Arizona. That's going to do it for this edition of the SB Nation NFL show. RJ, I thank you very much. I'm never making another bet with you again. I want to remind everybody, rate, review, and follow the SB Nation NFL show. RJ, when you get to defend my bad takes, oh wait, I haven't yet to have one.
You said that you were never going to make another bet with me again. I think that you're doing the listeners a massive disservice. You know, with that, this was great content. I know it upset a lot of people. Not me. I don't know that anyone enjoyed it except for me, to be fair. But yeah, so we have to have another bet. I mean, whether you don't want to bet on that, you know, against the Astros, I would advise maybe not doing that.
Well, I'm never betting on the Mariners again. That's not it.
That really is amazing. Like, honestly, that they had literally tied the franchise record
one away
for
from
most
tying.
Consecutive games. Okay, they're one away from tying. Still, like, literally in the middle midst of one of the greatest like runs in a regular season in franchise history. Like, literally one of the safest points ever in Mariners franchise history to bet on them, and it blew up in your face. That's so funny.
Mariner's gonna Mariner. That's all I'll say. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.